The Steamrollers Adventure Podcast contains mature language and situations. Discretion is advised.
Episode 38.
Thank you, Robbie, and welcome, folks, to a special episode of the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast. We haven't had one of these in a long time, and I thought this would be the perfect time to tease you.
Right. In other words, Michael thought this would be the perfect opportunity for a bullshit chit-chat show, leaving us all in suspense.
Calm down. You'll find out what happens.
Do not tell me to calm down. You're being a total prick. Why don't we get to find out what happens to Martin, Jameson, and Humphrey this week? Why do we have to fucking wait?
Do you want to run the show, Robbie? I mean, we can do that. I'll just turn over all the brass knobs and windy bits to you, and you could spend hours poring over music and sound effects and cutting out every time I say,
Well,
contact protocol.
Go to rigstories.com to find all of our show notes, downloadable episodes, and other Michael J. Rigg content, like his stupid book. Follow us on Twitter at SteamrollersPC. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a favorable review to be entered to win a fucking prize from this asshole.
Thanks, you worthless tin can.
No problem, you fat lump of shit.
Copper-plated sexless toaster.
Tiny-dicked meatbag.
Metal fuckstick.
Cocksucker.
I think what Robbie's trying to say is that this episode features a great chit-chat with a friend of the show and Season 2 cast member, Rupert Bathurst of Tea-Powered Theater. We talk about everything from the latest on the game story, to Star Wars, to Harry Potter, to our special segment on Americans Ask a Brit stuff, to global reaction of the Trump election, and a bunch of other nonsense.
Dick.
Push the button, Robbie.
On with the show.
Listening to the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast Telegraph Special.
Was Rupert listening to that?
I don't know, because we don't broadcast live, but you know what?
We're recording right now.
Okay.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast. I'm enjoying our guys.
I am Con Julio. I need TP for my butthole.
Oh, God. Yes, welcome to the special episode that acts as our not a season break because we're extending the torture of the
what
cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. What?
Me?
Ray.
What does that mean?
Oh, man. He just insulted you.
Not the season break?
What? I was going to say, Derek, listen to the show.
Well, I'm sorry that I have a shit phone that doesn't allow me to do anything.
You know, you could listen to the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast on your home computer or on your television set if you got one of those gizmo-wizmos.
Gizmo-wizmos.
I don't know, whatever the hell it's called.
It doesn't Smart work on my television.
We'll get one.
I have a television. I'm not poor.
Anyway, we're going to go. I am pushing the button right now. I just typed into Skype.
Wait, what?
He's Skyping.
Srap Podcast is live now via
Shrap.
Skype.
Shrap.
Boom. Shrap. We're live.
Shrap.
It would actually help if we actually were live.
Ding dong.
If we did what?
Ooh.
Actually help if we were live.
Silence.
Yeah. See?
Silence.
I know. That's why we're going to get a Patreon and we're going to cover this bitch up with soundproof.
We could probably just cover that up with soundproof shit.
Cover what
cheaper.
Up?
The giant fucking furnace.
Well, hey, dude cheaper. Who works in a hardware store, make it happen. we'll get our Patreon going, and I'll give you the money, and you do it.
It's like a fucking thing. For a bag of that denim shit that like reduces noise to damn near nothing. It's like
denim.
Fucking,
we'll just hang up.
It's like denim insulation. The shit's legit, but it's expensive as fuck.
Well, yeah, I know it is. Because I was looking into acoustical curtain to surround the table, and a regular shower curtain size is like $500.
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah. So you might as well just do insulation of the whole basement.
I think we should just get one of those portable.
Why don't we just build a fucking shed outside?
I was gonna say we get one of those plastic barns.
No, let's not do that because we'll die of heat. We just need like wood and do a metal base and you know fucking build that shit, insulate it.
Ray is off the show because I'm not hearing anything from him.
Because he's eating.
Yeah. Why don't we just move it to the garage since you have nothing in there anyway?
Wait, the garage is full of shit.
It's my workshop.
And I keep shit in there.
You keep shit in there.
What kind of shit?
I don't know. Human shit, cat shit.
All right, let's go around and do some levels. We're going to do levels live, folks. This is the part you don't hear because we often go right into the show. But since this is a special episode, now you're going to see what the levels are like. I like mine. Mine are perfect.
I still want to know why this is a special episode.
Because you're here.
Because this isn't going to be the game. This is just bullshitting and seeing if anybody calls in.
Oh, okay.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Oh, wait. I thought I heard an echo.
Yeah.
No, what is that?
Oh, my God. What is
Holy
that?
Holy shit.
A little bit of an echo.
Did you open up a portal? A portal to a well?
Ray
has... With my pulpus.
Ray and his pulpus have fallen down a well.
He's so high. Actually,
so high. Mm-hmm.
He was in a
porpoise.
Okay, now
he's not. So how's everybody doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. George, why do you talk like that in the show?
I'm doing splendid, actually.
Wonder.
Not that anybody's listening to me, but whatever. I'm still doing pretty
what?
Well. Yeah. What? Nothing. I didn't say shit.
I'm listening.
I wasn't opening my mouth at all.
I am listening. I just don't care.
I know. It's okay. We could have 1,000 people listening, and maybe one person will care. It's not true. When I eventually listen to it.
The Game Master doesn't care.
Well, yeah. For those of you wanting
the,
to
the Game Master?
Sponsor an
just means
episode
you're, just means
of the
you're
show.
Happy. You're happy to be here. We're all happy to be here.
We're all gay.
Please don't fucking kill us.
Everybody had much caffeine this morning.
Maybe just a little bit too much.
Yeah,
no like, such thing as too much caffeine when you're at the table.
Unless you die of a heart attack, then that could be an issue.
Destroy!
Marka.
All right, so just so you guys know, don't talk about anything that we're going to be doing today.
Like touching ourselves?
Okay. That happens all the time.
Touching each other?
Because...
Oh, that's new.
That's a first.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, hey.
The last episode was the cliffhanger where Stotter giving Martin a nice stony hug from behind.
Oh. And I mean from behind.
That falls overboard. Just trips and falls overboard.
After he got shot, you mean?
Oh, I didn't say that.
In the face.
At least he didn't get shot in the mouth.
In the mouth. I don't think anybody's screamed in like episodes now since we got this.
Oh, shit.
See, I don't need to do.
That's what it sounds like when I drop a deuce.
When you take a shit, you make a scream like a gargoyle.
No, it does. It does.
Blunk.
And down you flush.
As it's holding out
to the abyss. To the abyss. So anyways, which one of you guys is going for the No Shave November?
Get in on the action.
I see that everybody has facial hair but me.
Must
still.
Be
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm not
Come
shaving.
On. Go for it, buddy.
You're not going to shave?
Yeah. Brandon Rollins followed us. Brandon, if you're listening to the show.
Hey!
Hello. Where's Brandon from?
I have no idea.
He sounds like he's from New Hampshire.
Let me see. Uh-huh. Author of a hashtag board game, dev blog, creator of War Company, annihilator of caffeinated beverages, and he has another Twitter, War Machines, at War Machines. You're getting a free plug here, pal. I hope you listen to the show.
Mm. Yeah.
Who else is on Twitter? Oh, my God. Kimmy Davis liked the tweet.
Who's Kimmy Davis?
She's the one that took a picture of herself in the bathtub to make
me
feel
yeah,
better
I
when I was
one.
In the hospital.
It made me feel yummy.
I mean, we feel well.
Kimmy, I hope you listen to the show, even though you're not going to after now. All right, hold on. I'm going to type something else. Mm-hmm. You guys talk. This
multitasking,
is radio.
Not working. No.
Talk more, breathe less.
Wait, that's counterproductive. You need to breathe to talk.
That's right.
Breathe so I can't hear you breathing. There's a hair on my mic.
It's a pube.
Sorry. I had an itch on my taint, and I decided to use your mic to scratch it.
So, folks, how you liking the show? You know, we're going to have another contest. Let's unveil it now.
Yeah, the winner gets a mold of something.
Chances are, by the time this goes out, I won't have thought of anything, so there wouldn't be a promo. There. But if there was, yeah, enter often. Rupert, you're not allowed to enter.
Yeah.
You're considered part of the cast now. So.
Ah.
Sorry.
Now you get nothing.
Oh, sorry.
You get nothing.
No, nope. You're a loser.
No.
Nope. Yeah. No more free stuff for
he
you.
He already got a book.
That's right.
Okay. We all got the book, too.
I got to send Dave a book. I got to send Dave a book. I got to send Jen a book.
That's right.
Pretty sure I had to buy a book.
Chop, chop.
You
Thank you, Derek.
Book?
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Buying that book.
Shit wasn't even on sale.
Buying that book not on sale.
Give you like a dollar?
Actually purchased about 3 inches of your microphone cord. So thank
well,
you
Well,
no,
I paid for that, too, I think.
Is it on your phone?
No, I have an actual physical copy of the book.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That way, when I if I disliked a park, I could throw it across the room at a wall. An ebook, it would just it'd be more expensive to do that. Though, if anybody hasn't read the book, you know, I'm still all game for the sword fight at the end of it. Pretty badass. I like it.
Thanks. Yeah.
You know,
pimp something. Ray, do a commercial for our podcast now. Do it. Do it. Okay. Talk about the show. You just met somebody who's never heard of our show. Elevator pitch. Bam. Go.
I'm turning you up. Go on. Do it.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like listening to yourself? Do you like having fun? Listen to us. George will make you laugh. Derek will make you cry.
Wait, what?
I'm just an okay guy.
Martin Barnett's just there.
That's right.
Okay, that was good. I like that commercial. I thought you did a really good job.
All right, George, your turn. Go.
Yes.
That's all we need. Yes. Podcast, yes. Steamrollers, yes.
Wait, no. I can see the big poster right now. It's like all white, and then in black letters real small in the middle. Just yes. And on the bottom in fine print, Steamrollers Adventure Podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play.
Yeah, mine would be a silhouette of a guy's mouth open to a mic, and it would say, face in the mug.
Trap. You just take any...
Put that shit on the side of an expressway and people will come. Yeah. Like that? Wonder how you're going to spell that one, huh?
Well, the way,
more
you,
than one way
the way you said it, I spelled it with three letters.
M-U-F? God.
Yeah, that's how I spell Muff. M-U-F.
No.
All right.
Cool, though. Is that two Fs or one F?
I'm what, curious. Muff.
Muff. It's two, right?
Two, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure I can spell. I don't want to sound like a complete fucking idiot.
Right, Muffin Man?
I mean, it happens sometimes.
All right, I'm tweeting this now. Interact with us on Twitter now, and we'll mention you and your stuff on the air. Bam!
So when you guys eat gummy teddy bears, do you touch them inappropriately with your tongue in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Right? What?
I just realized I was doing it. Didn't even know it.
What, your tongue? That you're tonguing
you
a gummy
teddy first?
Yeah. Where did you touch the gummy teddy bear?
I don't
right between the legs.
Stop chewing the... God, it's like a fucking Steve Dahl radio show. We don't eat in the microphone on this show.
That's a fucking lie. I mean, come on, guys. We're based in America.
America.
We're fat guys.
Weed.
America.
Many people can relate.
Rupert, God damn it. Call the fucking show.
He's making some tea.
Yeah, he's
and
probably...
some... Crumpets. Damn near racist.
Oh, you
like it.
You know what? He hasn't called yet. So hold on. Let's do this real quick. Everybody think of one question to ask a British person.
Okay.
Ask a Brit.
Card here. All right. Let's have him. Let's have your British questions.
I'm thinking.
He's stinking.
Mm-hmm. Does your grandmother eat spotted dick? On holidays.
Well, what? No.
Why? That's not a good question?
No.
I mean, they eat spotted dick. They're British, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll ask him what a spotted dick is. I'm not going to ask him if his grandmother sucks spotted dick. What the hell's the matter with you?
I didn't say suck. I said eats at holidays, okay? Like, not Thanksgiving because they're British, but the British equivalent of that. Like, I have no fucking clue.
Okay. Spotted dick. Okay, I got spotted. I'm just going to ask him what a crumpet is.
It's like an edible trumpet.
It's a creamy trumpet. A crumpet.
La, 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 la. It tastes delicious.
Tasty.
No, what was that shit? Plum cakes? No.
Plum pudding?
Yeah, plum pudding. It's like a giant round ball. It's weird.
I already had a long discussion with him about meat pie. He says, when we go out there, we're going to have to try some. I said, Ray will eat it.
Mm-hmm. He loves himself some meat pie.
I was just going to say those exact words.
Yum, yum.
George, you got a question for a Brit?
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell that thing's called.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Ooh. Yeah.
The thing that's filled with the sheepskin, or bladder, or whatever.
Haggis?
Haggis. Well, that's Scottish. Isn't it?
Is that British?
Yeah, it's Scottish.
That's Scottish. Scottish. Oh, okay.
Same thing, isn't it?
Only I mean, for Americans, it's the same
only
thing.
Only Scots eat that
they're
shit.
All, they're all the same thing, right?
Yeah, they all sound alike.
Damn.
Earthquake.
Racist as fuck. Let's sorry, guys. Why are these within hand's reach? You're getting really inappropriate really quick.
Move it away from you.
Okay.
You just have to reach further.
So if the...
what's your
you're
question?
Laughing. Well,
we were talking about how Derek pronounces come and how it's spelled. Now, if the past tense of come is came, depending on the circumstance, do you spell it C-A-M?
Cam.
It's cam.
Cam.
I just cam.
I just cam on over your...
I came all over your D's.
I went to lean back in it. By the way, yeah, I just wanted to say this. Folks, I love my guys.
Oh, shit, I just got candy. I like it.
George just cummed on you with candy.
It tastes delicious.
We got a call.
Okay.
And it's from?
Hang up, quick.
Who do you think it's from?
Hello.
Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Oh, it's not Jen at all.
That's not Jen?
It's the Rupmeister. Rupert, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Hello.
You can hear us? You're coming in really. We're having some audio difficulties because I've got a shitty wire.
Turn them up.
Turn down for what?
If you'd shut up, I could hear him.
No, you can't.
Stop talking over the silence. Rupert, are you there?
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
He knew that was you, Derek.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, because I used the word fuck.
Stop chewing.
I'm sorry, there's gummy bears. How can I not chew it?
He wants you to swallow.
All right. Okay, I swallowed it. Okay, we're good. Oh, my mic got turned down.
Yeah, it did. Because I'm trying to hear the Rupster. Rupert, anybody ever call you the Rupster?
He's a bit of a joke.
Yep.
I'm trying to get the audio.
How is everyone?
Good. We're good.
Can you guys hear him okay?
No.
No, I mean a little bit. It's coming in really low, right?
Like if it was my inner voice.
Yeah. Snoop, you're like really, really low.
Get closer to the mic.
That hasn't aired yet. No one's going to get it.
Good. I didn't even get it. What was it?
In about like 40 episodes or whatever that our episode is, then they'll be like, oh, that's what he was referring to.
Right, exactly.
Yay.
All right, folks. Apologies beforehand.
Right.
Rupert has called into the show, which is fantastic, except we're having shitty wire issues, and...
I mean, you're touching it like that's going to fix it. None of us
are that technical.
I can fix the wire with my magical fingers.
Yeah, Derek, I could hear you, even though you were turned down.
That's because I'm loud as fuck.
Oh. All right, Rupert, you're turned all the way up. Let's give us some levels.
What?
Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma.
All right, one more time. I want to try something. That's you, Rupert.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my right-time gal.
Hey, that's awesome. My line.
Yeah.
All right, so, Rupert, you called in sooner than I thought. We were assembling some questions for a British person.
Oh, dear.
Mostly because we're racist.
Yeah.
I mean, can we? It's not really racist.
No,
we're nationalist. No,
nationist.
Yeah, we're nationist, I guess.
I know my question for Rupert.
Yeah, don't ask him. Yes. It's pretty bad.
Hold on, write it down.
Because I know how. No, I know what he's going to ask. We talked about it at breakfast. I know where he's going with this already.
Oh no!
I assume he feels the same way I feel about this.
So, for those of you who don't know, Rupert has officially joined the cast. He will be playing a character in season 2, which will come out in 2017.
How many episodes did you guys do for that already?
I don't know. There's probably a half dozen at least.
Really? And I'm not in any of them.
And you're not in any of them.
God damn it!
What's that, Rupert?
I was there for. We recorded for about 10 hours that I was there for, and there was the stuff that you did with Ray and George the Saturday evening. So, depending how much that gets edited down to.
Sometimes I hate work.
Did anyone? Yeah. Did Rupert? Be honest. Did anyone miss Derek? Did anybody really miss Derek?
We all. Did.
They're all making it sound like they didn't miss me at all.
I mean, to be fair, we were all saying the fuck for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Even Jen.
You were there at spirit. Yeah.
I was too. I was saying that at work. I don't think I've ever heard Jen swear.
NPCs in your honor.
Do what?
We soiled several NPCs in.
Yes, we did. All right, pass this to Ray. I don't have a question from him.
Okay, here it goes. Here you go, Ray.
You don't read them. Write your own.
He doesn't understand the instructions.
Oh. All right, I'm going to see.
I want to make sure I didn't write the same thing down.
All right. Ray, you're a fan of British television. Give him one of those.
By that, do you mean does he watch Sherlock?
Yes, that too.
All right. Come on, man. It's a great... There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No, Ray was really funny last week.
Yeah. What's that, Rip?
What was that?
Sherlock comes out like every year, 2 years maybe.
Yeah,
every 2 years.
It's one of the few things I made my wife watch, and she loved it. Now she just has fantasies about Cumberbatch. Yay.
All the girls love the Batch.
I know. I told her if she ever calls me Cumberbatch, I'm going to have an issue. Yeah, Doctor Strange is really good, too. You guys should all try to watch that, since I'm the only one.
Gonna see it in full 3D tomorrow.
Oh, it's gonna hurt your brain.
What is?
Yeah.
Full 3D. I didn't watch it in 3D, but it was some parts are trippy even without that.
That's just strange.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you're on shrooms watching Inception. That's probably the 3D experience you're gonna get.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be. Not that I've ever taken shrooms. I haven't ever taken shrooms. I'm wonderfully sheltered.
Do they even have shrooms in Britain?
Is that a serious question?
I don't know.
Bristol is the weed capital of the UK, so take of that what you will.
It's the weed capital of the UK?
So, yeah. So
really?
Proxy, I imagine you, yeah. Well, aside from London, because you know London is massive. But
okay, so we got to go over there, man.
Anyway, I'm making myself sound wonderful. Don't do drug kids.
Don't do kids drugs.
It's okay. I'm probably the only one in here that hasn't done drugs.
I haven't
done
drugs.
I'm probably the one people everybody always probably assumes I'm a pothead for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm high on life.
That's true.
Same.
Oh, my God.
What? Wait, I'm putting these questions in a certain order.
Okay.
Am I going to have to roll a d12 and see which one I get?
For comedic effect.
And if you know I've already answered the one I've rolled, then I move on to the next one.
You probably go to generic questions Americans would ask a British person, and that's what we hit up.
Yeah. Do you really drink tea?
Actually, I should be making tea right now. Should I give you a couple of minutes to finish compiling your list so I can...
We've got our list. We're going to keep you from having your tea. Is it like 6 o'clock there?
7.
5 o'clock.
Come on.
Talk, I got to fix the clock. Or George, you're close to it. The one on the right is for Rupert. It's Rupert time. Just spin it back an hour.
One second, I'm just going to mute something else.
I don't think you spin them by the hour one.
That'll work.
I guess. Is that five? That's 5 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah. 5 o'clock.
You can't stop the signal. I'm going to get to you. You can't stop me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, Rupert has gone to get some tea. All right,
if,
I don't know.
If Rupert was the voice of my inner voice, that would be enjoyable. You know, it'd be like the voice in my head.
What would be saying to you right now?
Fuck her into pushing.
Really?
What?
All right, I promised the people out there listening that I would refer to them if they tweet. So, War Company Card Game. Follow War Company Card Game.
Woo-hoo.
The Humble Fumble.
I like that name. That sounds fun.
What a picture. What a photograph. Poor bloke.
Hello.
The Humble Fumble.
Hello.
The Humble Fumble. The Humble Fumble. And it's a carryover of a Follow Friday. So I'm not going to mention all those other ones because that would be cheating.
Cheating.
Richard White. Hopefully a follower.
Meth dealer.
Follower of the show.
Don't talk about our followers like that.
Well, I mean,
our followers are meth dealers.
He has the last name White.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mr. White. Bye. All right, Rupert, do you have your tea on?
The kettle's boiling.
All right, excellent. Kettle's boiling. Sure doesn't boil over and burn the penguin on the telly.
There's a penguin on his television?
Yeah. Do you not know anything about British people?
I mean... No.
It was, again, referencing to what we recorded last week.
Yes,
of course. I went away for a bit and had a discussion with my dear other half, and they simulated that discussion in a Monty Python style, from what I can gather. And what I came back to was,
you're okay.
There's a penguin on the telly!
Yeah, you turned me off, didn't you?
Now you're back.
Now he's chewing.
This sounds like you're having fun with a big cock in your mouth, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to figure out how to draw the line between eating while you're podcasting and podcasting. And you know what the simple answer is? Don't eat while we're podcasting.
Hey, I managed it last week and you didn't know.
Well, because British people eat quiet.
Well, yeah, no, you guys are much... I had to chew something loudly.
You know, pinky's out. No, let's see the thing. George brought gummies. Do they have gummies over there?
No,
we have gummies over here.
They have gummies everywhere.
Well, that's a fucking crime then, because gummies suck.
They only suck if you don't like them, and you can suck on them.
I don't like them. I don't like suck on them.
Fair enough, I'm a fan of them, but they do exist.
There are a lot of other things I'd rather suck than a gummy. That's all I'm going to say.
Hmm.
I knew that one.
Let's make a list of those things.
Well, his name is Jamal.
Oh, God, no.
He's 10 inches, almost.
Stop, jeez.
And let's just say I don't have a problem with tonsil stones.
I need to turn up my mic a little bit. Turn them up.
You're up, Ray. You're, oh, wait,
no, it's not.
There you are.
There it is.
Is that better? Yeah, should, that's better.
You should aim towards it. Get right in the muff.
I am, but I look at George's 30 feet away from his.
Well, his costs like three times yours, and it can pick up a fart out in the yard.
Yeah.
Or someone shouting at their dogs, "You're out there to shit."
Yeah. Yeah. You folks listening to this episode will hear that about 7 months from now. All right, here are the questions.
Okay.
Question number one. As a British person, what do you think about Trump?
Pass.
Yeah, I wish we could do that.
Wait. Let me make it an option. Which would you rather face, Trump or Brexit? All right, very good then. And we're back to the penguin on the telly. Now, what were you going to say?
I don't know, because Brexit is being debated in the courts at the moment, so that will hopefully be faced via Parliament and have a decent discussion and something good will come of it. Y'all got a bag of crazy over there.
Yeah. I was at work, and me and all my team members came up with new names for them, since I have, like, Luis Gonzalez and all that, so we came up with nice white names for them in hopes that they wouldn't all be bus buddies across the border.
And once again, this was not me just doing the conversation. My bus team members buddies. Started this because they're asking bus each other if they could all be bus buddies.
Because yeah. They're all illegal?
No, but they don't think that Trump could tell the difference between an illegal and a citizen.
Yeah.
So they just assume that because they're more brown than me, that they're I'm going to end up getting confused in with the rest of the people.
I tell you what, I'm staying out of the sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know all the people at work said, "Can we go to Canada?"
You know?
Yeah, I know. Should ask. It's too bad Jen's not on. We should ask her how the Canadian immigration website is doing since it crashed shortly
that
after.
Night.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's like, "Well, Derek, you know, how'd your wife take it?" Because they all know that my wife's, you know, half Mexican. And I'm like, "Well, she fell asleep, and I woke her up by grabbing her by the pussy." And I simply told her, "I'm glad you took my last name."
Wow. That's awesome. Oh, wait a minute. There's more questions. All right. One of our cast members asked, "What do you put in your tea?"
Milk and one sugar.
These nuts.
Derek's back.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's got to make up for lost time.
What did you mean specifically, Ray? Like cream and sugar, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's good.
You said milk. You mean milk?
I didn't know if it's goat milk.
Semi-skinned organic milk.
Oh.
Goat milk. I thought all the milk over there was like so thick and cream-filled it's got a head on it. Is that true?
Full fat will. Semi-skinned might do. It depends where it came from, really.
Wow.
How pasteurized it's been.
You guys would probably be freaked out by our skim milk over here. It's almost clear.
It's almost like water.
It's like water. It's like 75% water.
Yeah, we have skim milk here. I don't associate with people who have skim milk. Mm. In Britain. You guys are American.
I was just about to hang up on you.
You don't do a bunch of tea in the ocean, so, you know, I have to start, you know, standards really low.
Yeah, our conversation was like, I'm getting kind of fat. I can't drink 2% milk anymore.
Look, to be honest, there was no revolution. The reason we dumped all that tea in the harbor is because we wanted a whole lot of salty tea.
You're going to get a whole lot of salty about something.
Hello.
I'm going to actually take this moment to read this message I received from an anonymous person on Twitter.
All right, go ahead.
Just, on November the 9th, I take back all the tea we dumped. I'm not going to say who that's from, but you know.
Derek?
Hey, Michael.
No, it's not Derek.
How are you doing? And I take back all the tea we dumped.
Hey, Michael.
Hmm?
I know how to give you salty tea. Jeez, nuts!
But I'm phone. And it just went straight down the hill.
Try memeing something from this year, Derek.
I mean, I haven't used that in so long.
I know.
No God for Harambe.
Yeah. I heard a rumor from Amanda that 15,000 people wrote in Harambe. I don't know if that's true really? Whatsoever. That's what you said. I haven't looked into it yet. Well, I assume it's bullshit, but...
It's still like 10,000 more votes than Gary Johnson got.
Oh.
All right, question number three.
Number three.
Dearest Rupert, native of...
Bristol.
Bristol. What is a crumpet? The actual thing and the slang term. Go.
Well, the slang thing is not something a gentleman would speak of.
Yes.
But the actual thing is a...
I know what crumpet is.
Shut up. I want him to hear it.
Sort of...
Say it. What?
Imagine like a piece of bread which someone got like... Well, Leprechaun's got a bunch of golf shoes on and danced on top of it. so it's kind of like a holy piece of bread, but it's got like a solid base. You put butter on it. You toast it, you put butter on it. It's really nice.
It's like hardtack.
So wait, what's the slang term? Because I didn't know there was a slang term for this.
Go ahead, crumpet? Rupert. You got to say it.
I think it's probably the same term as muffin. But in using the same thing as muffin or.
Muffin or.
Go ahead, Derek. You've said it 100 times already.
Come on, Derek, say it.
What?
What'd you grab your wife by?
Oh, ah.
By the crumpet.
By Marco.
Yeah,
Marco.
By our crumpets.
It's okay, guys. It's locker room basement talk.
You should,
Okay, guys.
Go home and surprise her with that one tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Hey guys, it's not like me talking like this is going to make anybody dislike me. Clearly, everybody in this country votes for people like that. So, I think we're really safe too because we don't have to worry about Republicans listening to the show since they're all probably cleaning their guns.
Well, George is here.
Yeah, I know, but George is, you know.
I'm saving up for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
zombie
it's
apocalypse.
Different. I mean, if you have guns specifically for the zombie apocalypse, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, that was for the Trump apocalypse.
Yeah,
no.
I mean,
Trumpocalypse.
Trumpocalypse.
All right. I see we're still on question number one, but let's go on to question number four. Rupert, and yes. I'm just going to say two words. I'm not even going to form it into a question because this is Derek's, and I don't even know how to form it into a question. But spotted dick.
It's a great pudding.
Oh, it's a pudding.
That's what she said.
It's a sponge and raisin pudding soaked in some form of, I think it's syrup, and then you put custard with it, and it's amazing. And I kid you not, the amount of time, every time you have it, you have to say, I really love spotted dick. You just
That sounds like something you'd like, Ray.
No, I don't like raisins.
No, oh, shit. Can you get a spotted dick without raisins, like something else?
What do you reckon it makes? What do you reckon?
How about a clean dick?
Oh, God. Some solid dick.
Some
solid dick.
Sounds like you need some solid dick for mine. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Some with a little cream.
Yeah. Well, I was at work yesterday. Oh, God. Wow. I was at work, and I decided to buy a box of oatmeal cream pies, and I went around to all my tumors, asked them if they wanted a cream pie.
I don't know if they have those over there in England.
Cream pies?
Yeah, cream pies.
Like if you put it into a search engine and what you'd get, or actual pies with cream?
Yeah, like the Hostess ones.
Uh-huh.
Hostess cream pies.
Well, what kind of cream pie is there?
Well, I'm going to type it into the internet.
And I have to say, the only reason I bought it, I don't even like those that much. I just wanted to do that because I was having a rough day. And
God!
You like to lick the cream out, don't you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could think about that if you want, but...
Hold on, George. Hold on.
You okay, George?
All right, George. It's just me and you now.
Really?
Yeah, this show just went straight
to George's mic is so good you can still hear us.
I know.
I know. I can hear you guys back in the backdrop.
Are we done with like cream and dicks and.
You brought it up.
Yeah. You're the one asking the question.
It was Derek's question.
My mic still isn't on.
Don't look at me like that. It was your question.
I was legitimately asking what spotted dick was. I didn't know what it was.
Well, we have an answer.
Okay.
Apparently,
it's sexual.
It's a tasty dessert.
Sponge pudding.
Yeah,
it comes in cans. You know, it's perfect for the zombie apocalypse because it's presented.
It comes in cans.
Yes, they do. I saw that. I had to look it up.
Sponge pudding comes in cans.
How about those Christmas ball things you eat that are like pudding?
What?
Yeah, Christmas ball things.
What was Mike? You said what it was called.
What meat pie?
No. It's like a Christmas delicacy or something. No, we were talking about it.
What did I say?
It's like a pudding, but it's
plum pudding.
Plum pudding.
You were talking about haggis.
No, the Christmas puddings.
Yeah, the Christmas puddings. Those things.
Figgy pudding.
Yeah. Which you cover in brandy and set on fire.
What?
They sound delicious.
Apparently, in Britain, they come in their food and then set it on fire. What was that?
You soak it. When you make it, you're meant to like soak it in brandy for a long time. It's like Christmas cake, but different. Yeah, Christmas cake is like fruit cake, but with more alcohol.
That sounds awesome. I'm okay with that. We should try that. We should do that this Christmas.
We're gonna,
let's do it.
We're going to do it.
The Christmas cake alcohol. You literally just, it consumes it.
And Ray will bring the spotted dick.
Okay. You need to turn up my mic a little bit more.
I got a spotted dick for you guys right
You're
here.
All the way
up. What?
You probably should get that checked
okay.
out.
Okay, that's much better. I can hear myself better.
How's that?
Yeah, well, that's a little loud.
Whoa,
but,
hello.
All right, Ray, you're fixed.
Okay. Talking about spotted dick.
Yes, you are.
All right.
What?
So, I was just saying earlier, Rupert has officially joined the cast.
Yay. We finally have somebody who's not...
A dick?
Somebody who's not a dick.
Peddler.
A dick or spotted.
Give it time, guys. Give it time.
Good. He's like the complete opposite of me.
Everybody's a cleat.
Well, no, I'm fairly certain I'm dashing and handsomely attractive, but, you know.
Well, like I said, somebody that's completely opposite from me.
I'll try a couple of them, but...
Is there any more questions
What does
left?
That mean?
No, do you have any more questions? You want to ask him something about Doctor Who?
No.
I mean, who's your favorite Doctor Who?
I would probably say Tennant, but I haven't watched the old one, so Ray, you probably now hate me, but that's, I'll put my hand up and say, I didn't watch the original ones.
Just a little
and
bit.
And I haven't watched it since,
Alonze.
What was the last episode I actually watched? It was a long time, I haven't watched it in like 2 years.
Well, at least Tennant's the best of the new ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why his girlfriend's named Zoe, by the way.
Rupert's. Hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What?
That's why your girlfriend's named Zoe. Because of Doctor Who, right?
No. Just a coincidence, I guess.
Damn, that sucks.
That's why my blow-up doll's named Nyssa.
Wait, have any of you guys watched the new Doctor Who, or am I the only one here?
No, I watch it.
Okay, you watched the new one?
Yeah,
okay.
Capaldi, yeah.
Okay, so the fucking Weeping Angels freak you the fuck out too, right?
Yeah, the best one was the first one. Blink was the best.
They're all, yeah.
Oh, that's the Angels one,
Blink
right?
Blink was such a good episode.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was Tennant, by the way.
I'm saying, man, like the end when the main character got taken away with the angels, and I was like, man, I was a wreck.
Spoilers! God damn it, I haven't seen it!
3 years old, it was, I didn't say which main
Still,
character.
Still, I was freaked out and I was crying.
I was, man, I was emotional, like, I was emotionally invested in that whole thing. It was rough.
That's a good guess.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Rupert, let's ask you this. Has there been an episode of the Steam Rollers Adventure Podcast that has had you emotional? Go! evidently not.
Like the last five or six.
You were crying.
Like the last chain of events.
Were that bad?
And when Martin died the first time before it became like a thing.
That was because the sound effects of the background music the first time?
Ooh. Yeah, it was a surprise the first time.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
For those of you who missed it, we're going to play that right now.
Yeah.
No, we're not. You got to listen to the fucking show.
I was really surprised. That really bothered me the first time that happened.
What were you saying?
This would be the perfect excuse to use the meme one I made, but then music rights and stuff.
All right. Right. Yeah, Rupert did a tribute to that. He, like, recut it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Has anyone here, and this probably is very going to sound obscure, heard of the anime JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yes.
You know the ending of that?
Yeah, I do.
The ending meme of it. I did the end of that episode in that style.
Oh!
I'll have to show it for you, Derek.
Yeah, you should, because I'm also an anime nerd, since I watched all of them.
Yeah, we know what you watch on anime.
Hey, that's hentai. That's totally different.
Wait, I'm going to write that down.
Uh-huh. It's an art form, is what it is.
It is.
It is an art form.
Panty shots and bloody noses everywhere.
Uh-huh.
How can a form of animation be so popular with so few frames per second?
It's just is.
I mean, Speed Racer was like the same. Yeah, never mind.
Have you seen any of the new stuff, man?
There's a new Speed Racer?
No, the new, like
new anime.
New anime, man, is fucking gorgeous.
I'm waiting for the live action Akira.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, let's not take anything Asian and make it live action, because as Attack on Titan shows... there you go.
That's supposed to be coming out, though. They're actually making a movie of it.
Of what?
Yes,
Ghost in the Shell?
Johansson's playing.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic, I hope.
I mean, she played Black Widow. She can totally play Major Kazuma.
Oh, exactly.
Character and everything.
I think we lost George here.
Hey, George, do you know what Ghost in the Shell is?
What?
No.
Ghost in the Shell? George, we watched Akira a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That was the last.
You should definitely watch before you die.
Which one?
If you'd like Akira and Ghost in the Shell. If you watch one and then the other, just because the art style in both is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the art in Akira was good.
There's a beautiful sequence, like there's a bit in Ghost in the Shell where there's like a rain sequence, and the rain looks really lifelike. And considering how old the animation is, it's, yeah, stellar. Anyway, I'll stop being a massive otaku.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got lost.
Sorry, I'm going to stop being a massive anime nerd now. Cause,
yeah. Oh, no, that's fine. Well, now you know you and Derek have something to talk about.
Ever seen Darker Than Black?
No, I have.
It's good.
That's what you say about all of them.
Okay, well, finished, some of them are better than others. Okay.
I've nearly finished Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Brotherhood is so much better than the one they put out.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was actually like got into like the final part, the finale, and then it came off Netflix as I was watching it.
Okay.
I was just like, "Rrr." Yeah, but anyway, SteamWorld's Adventure Podcast. That's awesome.
Yep.
nice comeback.
there's been one door gun in it so far.
Yeah. You know, that went well.
It's look what you did to her.
She was so popular. She had
we haven't got there yet.
Yeah, she lost her head.
I was going to create a door gun.
Yeah, George was going to create a door gun for a season two.
Not too late.
Well, yeah, it is. We already started recording.
So you're going to be a small Asian man?
A woman.
To be fair,
you're going to play a woman character?
Yeah, I was going to play a woman character.
Oh, God.
Imagine how that would have went, George.
I'd love to have heard his Southern Belle accent.
I would have been fighting off race character all the time.
No.
Get off me.
All I have to do is look at you, George, and that would be enough.
You love me.
I would love to see the RP if one of you made a throw and the other one lost the throw. That would be great. Body chart. Where are you going to put your tongue? Facing the Murph.
And I don't shave. I go all natural.
Fuzzy Murph.
Mm. I'm not the only one that
like
talks
bad.
Like
a Yeti.
You know. We've got an explicit tag.
I know.
You're just really explicit.
You guys make it sound like I'm the worst one. I'm not. You guys are bad.
To be fair, Mike did spice in throughout the last episode quotes of you saying something grows my nipples and it hurts, or whatever it was.
Oh, burlap chases. Yeah.
Burlap chases. Shaves my nipples.
All kinds of drops
which
of
that. Randomly in throughout the episode, and I'm not sure what quote that is, so I was just like, okay, Derek.
We're talking about material you don't want as a shirt. Burlap was the worst choice.
Yeah, that's from the episode where Jameson was in the Nazi camp.
Yeah.
Nazi
was it burlap? Camp. Burlap chaves my nipples.
Oh, that was so long ago.
I wouldn't run a race with it. These...
No, you would. You'd be running with your hands.
Oh, somebody get me some band-aids.
Blood streaming down from the nibbles.
Giblets. Okay, none of the material we're referring to now.
So, Roop, any thoughts on anything? You can, comment on your experiences being part of the show, if you like, without giving any spoilers away. And just to let people know, it's going to be, it's a while yet. We just started recording early.
Santa Claus is bad, kids.
I don't know either, because I wasn't there, and nobody would tell me anything, because you're a bunch of bastards.
Santa Claus is bad. That's all you need to know.
I've always known that.
And I really love the scene on the Colorado River.
See, what'd I tell you?
He called you a bastard at breakfast for that.
Yes, he did.
No, bloody bastard.
I believe it. Okay.
And I did say that, like a true Brit.
Sorry,
there he goes.
I will let that go. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. I told them that, like a true Brit, you called like an hour later to apologize.
I did.
I say go with it, just like the burlap.
You let it fly.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Yeah. We know.
Are we going to have to cross the Colorado River today?
No, definitely not. I don't even know where it is.
probably in Colorado, at least part of
on
it.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona.
Oh, mm-hmm.
These guys map up again.
The borderline is the Colorado River.
I thought that was the Thames.
I told you.
Rupert, the Thames is going to be mentioned in the show we're recording today. So where exactly is the Thames?
In England.
Yeah, I know that.
It's the wet bit in London.
The wet bit in London.
What's a wet pit?
Wet bit.
Oh.
Sorry.
Ray, you've become an audio meme.
I know. That's fantastic. Put on your coffee mugs, your t-shirts. On your girlfriend's panties.
The episodes that I wasn't present, you guys put little fillers. The episodes where Ray wasn't present, I don't think you put anything in.
No, I didn't put any drops.
No. Well, that's because you were, like, on part of it. The only ones where I put in drops of you were the ones where you weren't there at all.
I'll get that.
George is the... George was consistent all the way through. Sometimes it was George and Ray. Sometimes it was Derek and George. But when it was George and Ray, that's when we were without Derek. So yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
I know. I heard a lot of, and I'm God.
Also yeah. God.
I'm also God. Yeah, in fact, the only times you really could notice where the people weren't there in the introduction was, I think, the last one where you could tell Derek had been added in at the end. But all the other ones in that sequence beforehand, it sounded like you were all there in the introduction. So, well done on editing that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah.
It's because they all were there except for me.
Don't push that button.
Is it pink and red?
And the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast all died today.
Don't push that button either.
No, that's the power button. If you do that, the computer turns off.
Don't be pushing buttons. It takes these computers are.
So I'm going to say something which I've just googled. So I googled the River Thames, and here was the result that came up. The River Thames rises in the Cotswold Hills in Gloucestershire, and flows roughly eastwards past Oxford, where it's known as the River Isis.
Ooh! Oh, you guys got to change that. You got to change that.
Until the chill turns and on through London to the North Sea.
Got that, Mike?
What? No, I was just thinking how President Trump's going to blow up the Thames because part of it's called ISIS.
10 good men.
Isn't like ISIS also an Egyptian god?
Yeah. Almighty ISIS.
So, okay, so let's add Egypt to the list, guys.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Do it.
The pyramids. I mean, we'll be good. Every country will hate us except for Russia.
Is there a fire somewhere?
That was, yeah.
Oh, was that? Unwrapping? Okay. It sounded like crackling fire.
What was he unwrapping?
It's like, wait, what's hot? It's a dum-dum. It's not a dum-dum.
Oh.
We'll do that. We'll do that from time to time. We'll eat, we'll drink, we'll
be merry.
We'll throw things out on the table. Because it's like you're here with us. That's what we like to go for. Right? Old chap. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, George. It's all right. We're taking an unwrapping break.
Sorry, I had an itch to scratch.
And you're wearing plastic underwear.
It makes me feel special.
Nicole Benz, Mike.
Ray, you want to ask anything else? On our very special Ask a Brit episode, and then we could stop treating him like he's a different person because he's actually part of the show now. No, I mean like a different person, but I mean like, you know, some sort of foreigner.
America.
Is this like my pass to become like an American citizen? Because if so, you guys can keep the American citizen part.
America.
It's like you're going to become, all right, Mr. Bathurst, you're going to become an American citizen. We have some questions for you. Number one, where is the Colorado River?
You'll know that.
I'm going to have to move overseas. Rupert could come here.
Hey, Rupert, do you have a car?
No.
Okay.
I have a bike.
You have a bike? God, there's so much better than us in every way.
I have a pedal bike instead because, you know, I bicycle.
How about that?
What do you mean?
None of us bicycle.
You don't know how to bicycle, Ray?
No, never learned.
It's too late now.
I had a tricycle accident. That was enough for me.
Yeah, the one wheel fell off. Never tried bicycles again.
I went around in a circle all the time.
That's called taking the safety wheels off.
Well, Rupert, if you did have a car, you could keep your bicycle under your bonnet.
I just didn't know if they had the same model cars that we have here.
No.
Or the same, you know?
We don't have any GM. Well, we don't have many GM cars. That's General Motors, right? Yeah, GM.
Yeah.
Right.
They're a piece of crap anyway.
Hey!
Their cars are much better than ours.
Trump's going to make them great again.
I only...
the automotive industry back to America.
I only drive Chevys. It's
more expensive, and it'll be harder to import things, but who cares?
They don't have pickup trucks over there, Derek.
I know. Well, yeah, they should. They have
pickup trucks.
Why would they not have pickup trucks? They have farms.
Because they're... Yeah, Southern.
We got tractors and Land Rovers.
Land Rovers. Yeah, yeah, I have a pickup truck.
Derby Fours. Who are?
Land Rovers.
I have a large pickup truck because I'm Merkin.
Merkin.
No, I run a lumber yard, guys.
Yeah, see,
I can't not have a pickup truck and run a lumber yard.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's got a shotgun in the back window too.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. What's your Rupert? What's your favorite Monty Python sketch of all time? And I'm not asking that just because you're British and I'm not. I'm asking because I've been watching them all on YouTube and, you know.
Possibly the lumberjack sketch.
Oh, you're just saying it because you were just singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it is one of my favorites.
What about Bicycle Repairman?
What?
What about the man who only speaks in anagrams? What about the fish slapping dance?
Oh, of course, the fish slapping dance. And then you've got the whole of Spamalot and all of that Spamalot crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which movie is your favorite?
I am not an idiot. Probably say Life of Brian.
That's my favorite. That is my favorite. I love
are you
that
the
one.
Judean People's Front? No, we're the People's Front, not Judean. What have the Romans ever done for us?
Aqueducts. Medicine.
During Brexit, that came back as a meme, and it was, what has the European Union ever done for us? The European Court of Human Rights. Access to the free market. Environmental protection. Yeah, but aside from all of these, what has the European Union ever done for us? Nothing.
Oh, Lord.
And then Sir Patrick Stewart parodied that for The Guardian.
I like Sir Patrick Stewart.
Is he Sir Patrick Stewart? He must be Sir Patrick
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah,
he
is.
Isn't everybody over there?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Everybody in Britain has been knighted.
I wish.
Hello.
I just put Patrick into Google because, you know, I'm smart. I have the best words.
Is it? Would it cause any kind of a row if for our show we were to refer to you as Sir Rupert Bathurst? Without you being a sir?
So long as Her Majesty doesn't hear it.
If I hear you listen,
little you chance.
I'll slap the shit out of you.
You can use a squire, because technically everyone who doesn't have any titles after their name is allowed to use the term a squire, and that just sounds wonderful.
Oh. No, so George, you're a squire.
Firstborns.
Those are firstborns. Sorry, my dear wonderful other half has corrected me. Say hello, Zoe.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Zoe. Hola.
Hello, Zoe!
Oh, that penguin.
It's still a penguin on the telly.
They all say hello.
Yeah. That is the safer answer.
Yeah.
That is the safer answer.
Sure, you've
learned the secrets.
All right, I promised that I would do shout-outs for anyone who contacted us via Twitter while we were recording this. So, T-Powered Theater would like to say hello.
Oh, hello. Love those guys.
Hello. Familiar. Savannah Surrett and Veteran R. Sorry, Veteran PR.
Veteran PR. Sounds like a fun show.
I've seen a lot of that person, and they've got no description in their Twitter thing at all. But Veteran PR, if you are listening, hello and welcome. And Savannah Surrett or Surrett. At meow.
Kitty, not it.
Meowth doth rule.
That's a Pokemon. Meow.
Meowth doth rule.
I mean, Meowth itself is a Pokemon.
The description for Savannah is a book model for the Pierce of Shadows, wife, mother to be, and occasional human.
Wow.
From West Virginia.
West Virginia! Hey! Hello!
George loves that place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She is rather pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of blurry from here.
Yeah, you don't need to see it, right?
West Virginia?
I'm not showing you pictures of pregnant girls.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Such a creep. God.
Have you listened to this show? You're all creeps.
Okay, but he's worse.
George and I are the only ones who are relatively clean.
Wait, what?
What's
that, Rupert?
I'm like one of the nicest
Sorry,
people you'll ever meet.
Oh, my mustache.
God damn it, you have a mustache too?
Yeah, don't you see his picture?
Mustache. He does.
Son of a bitch.
Look at his eyes.
That's an old one.
Why can't I grow facial hair?
Because Mike is siphoning your power.
I'm damn near 30 and I can't even grow a mustache. They told me it would change. They told me I would get older.
Well, Derek, I do have this.
I feel like a eunuch.
Just get some transplanted from your bum.
I do have this issue where I have...
No, I hard care don't like grow hair anywhere.
So. I have massive amounts of pubic hair. You could have some of those.
Yeah.
Nice curly mustache.
I have hair in my head.
It's not curly enough.
And if it gets longer, it gets curly as fuck.
Everything curly is as fuck.
Well, yeah. A millennial.
Fuckity, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
I blame a fatherless home.
I blame a homeless father. Yeah, I could act as your dad, you know, because
I mean,
I'm your father-in-law.
Yeah, you have been for damn near a decade.
Yes.
So dad gives some hair.
Yeah,
facial hair.
It's okay. I'll always have hair in my head, which is what matters.
You didn't inherit that from Mike, though, did you?
Look, Dick. No, when Derek first started dating, who is now his wife, my stepdaughter, my wife, Melanie, wanted me to take Derek for a drive and have the talk with him.
Yeah, that talk went well.
Yes. So it basically went like this. So, you a goa, you know, nudge, nudge, hey, say no more.
I'm supposed to be having the talk with you. Good. Fantastic. Could you just tell her that we had the talk? Yep.
Pretty much.
I can.
And then we high-fived, and then it was like...
Went to the arcade.
Went to the arcade. Yeah.
We sat there for a while.
You haven't touched my girl.
It's like, you want her? Take her.
I think it's yours. I think you guys are a wee bit late to talk about the talk.
Yeah, it's like, you know, are you a nerd? Do you like D&D? Do you like anime? Yes, yes. Marry her. For one day, there will be a podcast, and it will rule the world.
Yeah, this talk, this whole story took place when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
That made me 48.
That's bullshit.
I don't do math.
Well, apparently.
Established multiple times.
He was 61. Michael, that was 11 years ago.
I don't
ago.
Do math, and I don't know the geography of my own country. Fuck you, Rupert.
It was 11 years ago, Michael.
I know one part of your country's geography, and that just happened to be the part that I knew.
And then I tell you, you rub it in.
Blame Bethesda, okay.
Bethesda? What?
I know that one.
Oh, yeah, Fallout. Yeah. Fallout New Vegas. That's
yeah.
Everything I know about geography, I learned from playing Fallout.
Yeah, for American geography specifically.
Yes.
Also, whilst I'm on the subject of Bethesda, bar humbug to you guys, because they released Dishonored 2 yesterday on Remembrance Day, and I thought that was a really, really disrespectful thing to do.
Oh, right.
But it's okay, because I don't give a fuck, because America.
America, yeah.
Now, I saw this rap tweet yesterday, which... what's the word? Respect to Sprout for that. As you said, people serving and stuff.
Jeez. You're going to say something, man. What was it?
What was it, George? What were you going to say?
You got really close, like you're going to say something.
No, I just wanted to call.
Something really witty.
He just wanted to sniff the microphone. Billy Joel's wrong. It does not smell like a beer.
Oh, Lord.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, while you're saying, you know, boo sucks to Bethesda, I'd like to say kudos and yahoo to BioWare for backwards compatibilizing all of the Mass Effect.
They did?
I have a PS4.
So now play all my old Mass Effects on my sex box. One, yo.
Just because you stick your penis in it doesn't mean you should call it a sex box. Mm.
Look, what I do while I'm playing... Rupert, remember a while back when you were asking me how things were going with No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
You bought a PS4, so right?
Shut up, Ray. Anybody want to buy a PS4?
Nope.
I already have one. I don't need another.
Hey, how about you selling it for?
So you don't like it?
I don't know.
There's only one game for it.
So you drop like hours and hours into a sandbox and you're not happy with it.
Because it's the same fucking thing.
It's a sandbox. It's going to be the same thing.
No. In a proper sandbox game, you could find different things to do. You can make up different things to do. Even if you're not playing the central plot of like, say, oh, I don't know, GTA, you can go, oh, I want to go to the highest point and just start sniping people for the fun of it.
It's like Skyrim. Look at the stories.
Because death is fun. That's right, Skyrim. I had 14 characters, and they all had completely different stories going. Yeah.
What is this character? Yeah. Oh, well, he just walks around and guards the town.
No.
You just
I did have a town guard.
I remember that one.
Well, he wasn't as boring as the monk I made. I made a character who was just going around collecting all the books.
Yeah.
And he had
that's
a house,
how Mike plays games.
Had a house filled with books.
Oh, see, I had a character that was trying to get ahead of the skooma trade, so I just go around killing all the Khajiits, taking their skooma. And I filled the whole room up with it.
See, you know what you do in No Man's Sky? You scan plants, you move on. You scan plants, you move on.
Here's
a place with a purple sky. The sky's blue. The sky's red.
They kind of told you that's what it was going to be like, though.
No, they promised much more and didn't deliver. Fuck them.
But they always promise much more. You just have to take what
Fuck
they
them.
Say and cut it
in
half.
It's not just promised. It's the fact that they showed content that then was never in the game.
Right.
There you go.
They got a huge platform at E3, said a bunch of stuff, repeatedly Sean Murray came out in interviews and said, yes, this is in the game, and then on release, it wasn't.
Just like multiplayer.
Amen.
On the other hand, they're an indie studio who got massively hung out to dry by Sony, because, you know, as their like developer, then Sony should have been a lot more kind of on hands with, no, you really should be saying this stuff in interviews. But they kind of didn't, and then when everything went wrong, they blamed Spy for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate hardworking indie studios, which is why I've taken all of my eggs from my No Man's Sky basket and put them in my Star Citizen basket. And I've already spent money on that one, and I can't even play it yet.
No. You donate it to the site?
Yes, I bought myself a Starship.
I'm still rocking
really?
My...
That I cannot fly.
Exploration stuff. You should try Stellaris.
Stellaris.
Okay, right
again. By Paradox Games. It's like a real-time strategy space exploration game.
Yeah, we really wrote that down, Mike.
Yep.
Or he has the recording saved. He could just, you know, look it up later.
Oh, smart, Derek.
I know! I'm gonna break.
All right, so to recap before we sign off, we covered politics, we covered... what British people eat, and the answer to that one, of course, is dick. And we covered video gaming
and anime.
Our listenership is going to skyrocket.
And Bethesda.
Bethesda. And Biohar.
And U.S. Rivers.
To those guys, I will still buy Dishonored 2 and play it like mad. But
U.S. Rivers. Ooh,
I'm still rocking out the Fallout 4.
Yeah, I missed Fallout 4.
Not me. I will never finish it.
Why?
You can't finish it, Michael.
There's post-game, so you can finish the main story, and there's still more. There's not much, but there's still more.
Well, I won't even finish the main story. I won't finish any of it, because as we've established, glares at Derek, I don't finish games like that. I make up my own shit, and I just do that ad infinitum. Right now in Fallout 4, I have, like, four different characters. One of them's entire mission is to just... build a safe haven for people who don't come there because I didn't play far enough to get people to come there.
You were killing people in your own settlements.
That's another one. Yeah, the serial killer
guy?
You
made a goddamn concentration camp and you were fucking killing people.
I did.
That's what Nuka World is for.
Oh,
I'm a raider and kill.
He was doing it before Nuka World, though.
I was. I made a death camp and then put up a radio and said... come, you know, want to find a safe place to live, da da da. And they would come in, and I also built a tower, and I would practice my sniping skills and then hide them in the corn. That wasn't all my characters.
Serial killer.
Wow, that came out really good.
Yeah. All right, Rupert, we have to sign off so we can move on to the next chapter.
Right, fair enough. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, of course. Yes,
it is always a pleasure.
This show will air on Tuesday. This is our gap before resuming the cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger.
Before finding a solution.
If it's a cliffhanger, it's always Martin, right?
Well, not just Martin, because... what?
I have another question.
Oh, you got another...
Pass
over the card. Ray's got another question.
Okay.
While he's writing down his question. No, the...
He's going to go for his notes first.
Martin was going to die. Well, Martin was dying, or Martin's dead. And the other one was the chip.
The chip.
The glass chip. What's the last thing you remember about the glass chip?
Who was that directed at?
The what?
What was that? Who was that question directed at?
You.
You, Rupert. Yeah.
Can I say this? Is it spoilers? Because I remember what happened. He's going to be himself again for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Did that air?
I don't know.
Yeah, that aired.
That it, okay. Yeah, that, okay. That,
yeah. So yeah.
I had to have aired, otherwise he wouldn't know.
The last, you can probably cut this, but the last thing that happened was the operation was a success. Wait, George Watermatcher won the last final role. So he killed. I'm not. That was really ambiguous. Did he kill the doctor? Did he hang him, or did the doctor hang himself? Made him
commit suicide.
I edited that.
What's that?
I edited it. The last episode where Dr. Kesdorf was found hanging. In the original audio, I made it so that Humphrey actually did cause him to kill himself by something he said. I have since changed the plot. He just woke up to find the doctor had hung himself through no action. Again, I want to stipulate through no action of Charles Humphrey.
Right.
So he commits suicide.
It's all hearsay.
Yeah, well, everything you do is hearsay.
Hearsay and heresy.
I had noticed you edited it, but it felt like there was a leap of something, because it was kind of like, because of the way that there was like bloody handprints all over it, it sounded like either George had killed him while he was in like a final phase of blackout.
George did not kill anybody.
Yeah, you're like, if you don't commit suicide, George, I will kill your daughter.
Charles had killed him during blackout.
All right, Ray has written, is Zoe within earshot of you?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
All right. Well, see if you can get her. If she wants to or can, she doesn't have to come on the air. Just she could just tell you, because I want to get yours and her answer to two questions that Ray has asked.
Ooh.
Okay, Zoe, come here, please.
What do you want?
In our special.
Come here. I'm doing the dishes.
Come here, please.
Would you shut up with that? What is with you? God.
Because he's a sexist. It's just the way he's made.
Okay, guys, this might be a little loud, so I'm going to have to remove the headphones.
That's all right.
Okay, go ahead, talk.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Zoe and Rupert, we have this is our very special Ask a British Person episode, and Ray has written down two questions. I don't know why these are specifically. Well, all right, here we go. Do you want me to pronounce it correctly, even though you spelled it wrong?
Yeah. Okay. I was just scribbling.
So it's like, who is Harry Potash? Oh, I see, Harry Potter. All right. Your choice, Harry Potter or Twilight?
Is that a serious fucking question? Why would you ask that question to anybody?
He asked it. Let them answer. Some people like Twilight.
No.
Those people should be corrected.
Exactly. Corrected is the right way to say it.
So it's.
I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan. This makeup.
You haven't read all the books.
Yeah, no. I got bored of book four, Sumi.
Oh! The Goblet?
He's wrong.
You got bored of the Goblet?
Yeah.
The last thing I remember was Malfoy being turned into a ferret. That's the last thing I remember reading.
Spoilers!
No, it's the fourth book.
I've read all those books, like, at least four or five times. Yeah.
You're still wrong.
You tell him.
That's okay. I read the beginning of the first book and the end of the last book, and I was able to figure out the entire story.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Liar. I still think the Weasleys are the evil ones in the whole book series.
I'm an American, so that means I bought all the books and just watched the movies.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
All right, here's the... yes. Zoe and Rupert, next question.
Rupert doesn't like this one anyway.
Well, you don't know. The first question was... Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was about the movie, I guess. All right. Favorite Harry Potter movie?
I would say Prisoner of Azkaban.
Zoe, how about you?
I probably agree with that.
All right.
Yeah. That or Half-Blood.
Not Half-Blood. I would go Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, it's a...
It's a hippogriff.
That's number one.
Why?
What?
This is awesome.
Because Sirius Black's in it, man.
What? I don't know what that is.
This is why you don't read the first page and the last page.
Yeah, see, you only read the end of the last book and the first book. You don't know anything about characters.
I can't get into Harry Potter because it'll start infusing itself into our show. Okay. And next thing you know, Charles Humphrey will be enlisting in Gryffindor or something like that.
Well, Michael, do you remember?
No, not Gryffindor.
Sorry, Slytherin.
There you go.
Do you guys know what my cat's names are at home? Nobody?
No, I didn't know you had cats.
I do. I have two cats.
Let's hear it.
I have Tonks and Lupin. Or Tonks and whatever. No, Tonks and Remus. Lose my shit.
Remus?
Yeah.
Tonks and Remus.
Yeah, those are my cats.
Remus, Lupin, best character.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, okay.
You know, even though...
and George is back.
No, you don't remember...
George didn't watch it.
No, it's
am I the only one that reads?
You're the only one who cares. Well, not necessarily. All
right. I read a lot.
What about Dobie? Where's your Dobie?
Yeah. All right, my version of that question. Star Wars or Harry Potter? Go.
Star Wars.
Blasphemy.
Sorry, Rupert. If we're going to hang up on Zoe, we're going to have to hang up on you too. Sorry,
you didn't
that.
Specify Star Wars.
I have watched one Star Wars, and that's only because he made me.
Well, it was probably number one, wasn't it, Rupert?
No,
bad
it was
decision.
I went number four? Because I know she's not a massive fan of it, so I wanted to start with the good stuff rather than start with the disappointment.
So you have to specify with Star Wars. There's
number five.
Then the animated series.
To be fair, I think
there's multiples.
Rogue One.
Rogue One's going to be pretty awesome.
It looks pretty awesome.
There are a lot of films I want to see before I see that one.
Wow. Like the Harry Potter, the not quite a prequel was the was the one with the beasts. What was
Scary
it called?
Beast.
Prometheus?
No. Magical beasts. Where to find them.
And where to find them. Yep.
Or Mrs. Nesbitt's.
Xenomorphs and where to find them.
What's the other one? Mrs. Nesbitt's School of Horrible Children or whatever that one's called. What's it?
Mrs. Nesbitt!
Yes. Sorry, we've been boring George because his nerddom starts and stops with TV Guide when Matlock's coming on.
Murder, she wrote.
Well, this has been delightful. And thank you, Zoe, for putting in your two cents and Ray's stupid Ask a Brit questions. You could have asked Derek those questions.
No, any human being would choose Harry Potter over Twilight.
Zoe, one more thing. Zoe, yeah. Rupert, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Rupert, don't look at her. I want to see if Rupert was making something up.
Does he know the color of her eyes?
Do you know what a... No, we're not going to get him in trouble. Is there such a thing as a Jammy Dodger?
Yeah, I love Jammy Dodgers.
Oh, so it is a thing.
What is that? I don't know.
I thought he was making it up.
No, he's not making that up.
You know, in America, those cookies you get at Christmas time with like the really hard, horrible jam crap in the middle.
It's not like that.
It's like that, but better.
Horrible, it's nice and soft and gooey.
And you have them all year round.
Yeah.
They have them all year. They have Christmas cookies all year round.
Yeah, ours taste like they've been in the package all year round.
Yeah, that's what it is. They've been packaged somewhere for a year.
We made these back in 97, and now you're eating them. They taste like...
No, it's the stale ones from Britain. They're just sending them over here saying, yeah, that's for dumping the tea.
They're different cookies. Those are different cookies altogether that you're thinking of.
No. Yeah. So it's like a cookie with jam?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, it's like a donut with jelly in it.
No, I like jelly donuts.
Okay, I'm going to solve this. I'm going to take a photo of the packet we have and post and send it to you guys on Twitter. Just
okay. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll put that in the show notes. All right. Well, we really must move on. So, thank you so much for being part of the show, and thank you, Zoe, and thank you, Rupert.
Thank you. And,
we'll let you get back to your normal British lives, and we'll be over here behind the wall.
Yep. Get back to your tea. Oh my lord.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, he said he was making tea.
That was a while ago. He's probably already drank it.
I never actually got to make the tea because I got too engrossed in our conversation about spotted dicks.
Plus they have like tea.
Yeah, you better go have your tea before it gets cold and you get arrested for not having your tea.
And we'll just have a spotted dick.
Sounds delicious.
We are coming out there, and you're going to provide us with tea and spotted dick.
And haggis.
Once again, that's
Scotland.
It's not British.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's British because, you know, Scotland's part of Great Britain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just because you conquered most of the world at one point doesn't mean it's all yours.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, America.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You've been listening to the Bitter American Podcast.
Are you sure you're not a Republican?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not rich enough to be Republican. Yeah. Mm.
All right, Robert. Well, thanks for ringing us up. And
thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
Anytime.
Ooh.
Ta-ta, old chap.
See you, yes. Rupert.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ciao.
Bastard.
What?
He He hung up on me a split second before I hung up on him.
Yeah, that's right. That's he gotcha.
Fucking bastard. I'm just kidding, Rupe.
No, he's not Rupert.
It was great barely hearing Rupert. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. It's this wire's bad. Are you guys still hearing in stereo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that counts, because now we're going to go on and record our next show. Thanks, folks, for listening to this very special episode of the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast. Next week, tune in to find out if Martin Barnett is still alive. Ray, is he?
Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, he's dead.
And is Charles Humphrey normal?
Nope, never normal, never normal.
The next episode to air is the one with the guy on the train.
Oh, no.
Remember it was the first incident after the chip was out?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one, George? Uh-huh. Yeah, that one shocked a lot of people. All right, thanks for listening. And tune in next week for more adventure. And if you just tuned in this time because you wanted to hear...
Rupert.
If you just wanted to hear Rupert. Or, let's see, what else are we going to...
In an episode of...
Porn. We talked
about British beers.
We talked about porn. We talked about dick. I'm going to call this one Spotted Dick.
Spotted
Dick. We have a title.
Spotted Dick. Right, I spotted a dick once.
Thank you for listening to Spotted Dick. Stay tuned.
And if you listen to us live, you'll win a spotted dick.
You'll get to see one up close and personal. Ray, is your spotted?
No.
Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast.